It's been cooked, and you might get it out, and then you just
warm it over.
That's what I was thinking about. You put your food in your mouth, and then you
chew on mostly.
All right. There is they call it a cereal, but it's a white something that we eat sometimes in place of potatoes. It's very popular.
Rice?
Yes. Do you like rice?
We don't have any hardly ever enough twice a year or something like that. We have roastmare more than we do rice.
What a roastmare is.
It's
that
corn, you know, just corn.
On the cob?
No.
No, not on the cob?
Cut it off the cob. Put it in the freezer and freeze.
I see. Is that sweet corn?
Yeah, sweet corn.
Is that the calf again?
That's the cow. She's hollering for this calf that's in the lot. We got him up. She's going to come see that.
Oh, poor thing. I feel sorry for her. Did I ask you yesterday? I don't believe I did. Do you know any terms for cheap whiskey?
Well, none. I don't know what to call it. I can't think of names now. But I've heard of a whole lot of cheap whiskey all right enough.
You ever hear it called White Lightning?
Yeah, they make it, you know. When you make it at home and they ain't got no color in it, they call it White Lightning.
Oh, I see. They call it anything else when you make it at home?
Sometimes they make it, you know, and put a color in it somewhere. Another put the charred valve. And you put in a valve in charge, you put that whiskey in there and it'll turn red.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a barrel that's been burned on the inside?
On the inside.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
Put a char, call it the charred keg.
I see. And that's the same as White Lightning, only it's the color.
Different color.
Oh, did you ever see them make any whiskey?
No,
I never
seen them make the whiskey. I know of Steve, people that did make whiskey, but I never seen anybody make it.
Did you ever see one make beer at home?
Oh, yeah.
What did they call that?
They called it home brew.
Was it good? Did you ever taste any?
Yes.
Was it good?
Well, it wasn't too good, but it would make you drunk.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir. If a fella made it and put in a lot of chops in there, you know, and raisins, something like that, when it fermented, and when he bottled it up, yes, sir, it was like you, before you knew
it. It must have a higher alcohol content than
you
what
know,
you buy.
Yeah, out of corn,
We have a friend who makes root beer in his backyard, and it's not alcoholic, but it'll knock the top of your head off. It's really something. It explodes on him every now and then. You might walk in with a flower and show it to Mrs. Williams and say, hey, just put it up to your nose and just that.
Smell it flower.
Do you ever see anyone around making molasses?
Well, you don't make molasses here now, but we used to make it. I used to make molasses flour. I had to sell it for might say nothing. 40 cents a gallon.
Is that right?
That's right. I've sold molasses for 40 cents a gallon.
Is that?
I just used to keep all my children get to eat, you know. Butter biscuit and molasses was the country folks what they eat when they was working folks, you know.
I see.
They'd have a whole lot of biscuits, you know, and a whole lot of good butter and a whole lot of good molasses, and that's what they raise the children on.
Is there another kind, something similar to molasses that isn't maybe as thick?
Well, you know, they have sorghum molasses, but it is called this sorghum.
Is it the same as mine?
No, it's made out of a different kind of a stalk of cane, you know. But sorghum, it runs up and grows up and has a top on it.